G'day everyone, this is B. Jamine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome back to the Super Network's coverage of the 2020 Fantasia International Film Festival. For this one, I will be reviewing the Japanese comedy Special Actors. Now, before I go into giving both the information and the plot summary and my thoughts on the film, I just want to say before, if I mispronounce any of the filmmakers or actors' names that are involved with this film, I apologize in advance. So we'll get right to it. Special Actors, it was written and directed by Shinichiro Yuda, and it stars Katsudo Osawa, Hiroki Kono, Takuya Fuji, Ayu Kutakura, and the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. Katsudo has a lifelong dream of becoming an actor, but has been suffering from a special medical condition where he faints and collapses when he gets nervous. Now, before I go into my review of this film, I should state beforehand that even though I just read the synopsis of the film, there is actually a little bit more to the film than that. So I'm going to have to give at least a little bit more in terms of what the plot of the film is. But at the same time, though, I'll try to be as spoiler-free as possible, because believe me, this is the type of film that is best going into as blind as possible. And there's a good reason for that. Because one of the main reasons why I wanted to check Special Actors out from Fantasia is because of the film's director, Shinichiro Yuda. Now, if that name does not sound familiar, it's because he was also the director of the 2017 horror comedy One Cut of the Dead. Now, if you haven't seen that movie, definitely seek it out. It is currently playing on Shudder worldwide. It's an absolutely terrific horror comedy that's a zombie film that is done in one long continuous take. And that's pretty much all I'm going to give to you about that film, because that's a film that is best going into as cold as possible. So definitely check that one out. But back to this film, since he also made One Cut of the Dead, I was very much excited to check out this film since I really love One Cut of the Dead so much. Like, I didn't know what to expect from Special Actors other than the fact that he himself was the writer and director of it. I sort of knew that the film was about actors, and that's pretty much the only thing I knew about it. And just like One Cut of the Dead, going into this film, knowing little about it as possible, really enhanced my enjoyment of this film. But that being said, though, it is still an absolutely wonderful little film and a great follow-up to One Cut of the Dead. And all I can say about this film, you know, being as spoiler-free as I possibly can, it is just an absolutely funny, absolutely subversive, and just a truly original comedy that does so much with its premise. Now, the plot of the film, which I mentioned earlier in the review, it is about a character by the name of Katsudo, who in the film is played by Katsudo Osawa. He is a character who wants to be an actor, but anytime he gets in situations where it becomes too intense, he faints a lot. And so this film is basically about his journey overcoming that, because he runs into his brother, who is a part of this special acting group called Special Actors. Like most actors, they go out and do acting jobs for film, TV, and theater and that. But what they do also is that they act in real life situations, whether it is like appearing at a wedding or being in a cinema laughing and stuff like that, but also being involved in other actual sort of big major things. Because like, for example, like they could be helping out someone who wants to impress their girlfriend by being tough, so they pretend to be a criminal to kind of show how that person can stick up for their partner and beat any criminals or bad guys that come their way. So it's that kind of sort of like a use. So they use acting as a way to help other people. And so Katsudo is sort of unsure he wants to be a part of that, given, you know, with his condition. But once he gets into it, it starts to become really good for him. But however, that sort of fear of fainting and being part of tense situations still terrifies him. And then, of course, the special actors team get a very big job, which is almost, and he becomes a huge part of it. And I won't explain or divulge what this big job is, but let's just say it's a really kind of awesome way that the film goes with its story. And in a way, the film kind of plays a little bit like a heist film, just with, you know, as we all know, like sometimes heist films are trying to steal, go into banks or mansions and casinos and whatnot, like to steal stuff. But what I really loved about this film and what Yuta does really cleverly is kind of using the kind of heist format of every heist story and applying that in a different type of situation. But instead of like being criminals, these are actors. And it actually works beautifully, and it does a really good job with it too. And where the film goes with its story, I found completely unexpected. Because like One Cut of the Dead, like you just think you know where the story of this film's going to go, but then Yuta takes the story in a completely different direction. But the thing is, though, it actually makes sense within the story and feels organic to it as well. So it doesn't feel contrived or forced. It actually just works well and makes sense where that story is going to go, where the story is going to go. And all the cast do a really good job in their performances. Everyone does their roles extremely well. But it is Katsuhiro Osawa's film, without a doubt. His character's journey throughout it is one that we are very compelled by. And we also find him such a relatable character as well, because he is someone who is so stricken by fear of, you know, not wanting to be in tense situations and always living in fear in a way. But this is a film with this story that he's involved with, and with this help of this special actors group, he starts to come out of his shell a lot more, and he progresses as a person. It's a really wonderful character arc, and you just can't help but be compelled by it from beginning to end. And also the supporting cast, like I said, do a really wonderful job in their roles as well. The script by Yuta is brilliantly well written. It is so original, so funny, and it also has a lot of charm and also a lot of heart to it as well. And it's also quite a feel-good film as well. Like, I couldn't help but smile a lot throughout watching it. And yeah, it's just a really wonderful film. But that being said, though, it does have a couple little flaws that kind of stop it from me giving it full high marks, I should say. One of the big ones is that I think on a visual level, even though the film is extremely well acted, it has a great script and is so entertaining and fun, it does feel kind of flat, to say the least. I mean, it's not to say that it's badly directed or anything. Like, the film is still really well directed. It's just visually, the film just looks very, like I said, kind of flat and ordinary. And I kind of wish the film had a bit more of a cinematic sheen to it. But granted that this was a low-budget film, that, you know, it couldn't be as visually flashy as it probably could have been. But still, I can't help but feel like, at least in comparison to One Cut of the Dead, since it's not quite as visually as interesting as that film was. Okay, granted, that one uses like a one long continuous shot in it, but compared to this, to that, even that film looks much more cinematic than this one does. But like I said, it's still really well directed and well made, so on that guard, it still delivers, but I kind of wish it just was just had a bit more of a bit of style to it rather than the flat kind of look that it has. And also the ending, I'm not going to say I hated the ending or think it was bad or anything like that. I mean, it's still fun. And again, it makes sense within the story. But at the same time, though, given everything that happens throughout the film, once we get to the ending, what happens here, and again, I won't spoil what happens, it came across as way too ridiculous and way too far-fetched for me, given everything else that happens in it. And it kind of just stretched credibility for me, and it just felt very unbelievable. And but so in a way, I kind of wish the film kind of ended a few minutes earlier, because there's a specific point towards the end that if the film just ended it right there, it would have just been pitch perfect. But it decides to go another few minutes longer, and like I said, where it goes isn't bad. It just sort of like, you know what, let's stretch this story even further. But where it kind of ends, where the sort of it decides to finish up in the end, it just came across as a little too ridiculous for me and very far-fetched. Like, it is enjoyable nonetheless, but yeah, at points I feel like it's kind of a make or break kind of ending. Like, I enjoyed it in a certain way, but I feel like it would have been better if it just ended a few minutes earlier. But that being said though, I really love this film. I think Shinichiro Yuda is a wonderful filmmaker, and between this and One Cut of the Dead, I'm definitely becoming a fan of his work. Like, his filmmaking is really solid, but particularly he brings a lot of originality to his stories and comes up with some really great stuff too. So I definitely would highly recommend everyone check this out at Fantasia, or once it does become readily available in the future. Especially if you're a fan of One Cut of the Dead. I think if you enjoyed One Cut of the Dead, you'll enjoy this one as well. Like, it is a different beast altogether compared to that film, but it's still a really good one nonetheless, and one that, without a doubt, is probably my favorite film that I've seen from Fantasia this year. And so it gets a lot of kudos from me. So if I had to give Special Actors a rating, I give it a strong 4.5 out of 5. I really loved it that much. Like I said, if some of the visual style was a bit more flashier, and if it sort of ended a little bit sooner than it did, I feel like it could have gotten it, my rating would definitely have been higher. But that being said though, it's still a great, terrific little comedy that I highly recommend everyone to check out. So yep, the film is currently playing at the Fantasia Film Festival, so definitely check it out if you can. If not, definitely seek it out when it does become readily available, either in cinemas or on video on demand. So thank you very much for listening to this audio review of Special Actors. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and I'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.